This podcast is for education purposes only. Please stay tuned to see disclosures at the end of the presentation or see the link to my disclosures in the show notes.
Welcome to Not Your Parents' Financial Advisor, the go-to financial education podcast for affluent millennials. Join your host, certified financial planner professional and millennial Alex LaRosa, as he breaks down expert financial planning tips for the younger generation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the second episode of Not Your Parents' Financial Advisor. I'm your host, Alex LaRosa. In today's episode, I want to talk about what I believe is the single most powerful tool and component when it comes to millennial wealth building, and that is time. Time is by far and away the most powerful thing, which is funny, and it trumps most things. But it's funny because most people often talk about the what when it comes to investing, what you should be buying, what you should be investing, what your portfolio should be made of. And they don't often talk too much about the when. And, you know, people often ask me, is now a good time to invest? Even young people, they ask me that. Is now a good time to invest? The reality is today is the second best time to invest, with yesterday being the first best. Starting early can make a massive difference over the long term. And today I want to cover a few different areas that can highlight that power. First, I want to talk about what you can expect over the next 50 years as an investor. Why did I choose 50 years? Well, someone that's in their 30s, mid, late, even early 40s, they can reasonably live another 50 years, well into their 80s. I even see people living well into their 90s nowadays. And that just kind of gives you the zoom out approach of a long-term investor. Then I want to talk about a little case study or an example of highlighting the importance of compound interest, which is why time is so important, is getting that compound interest. Then I'm going to talk about a blog that I wrote a few years ago that's titled Your First 100K, and really just demonstrates the snowball effect of building wealth. And then finally, I want to end with a new segment that I'm going to try out, where I watch some kind of TikTok or video online that has to deal with some kind of financial advice or financial statement, and just give you my instant reaction and apply it to some of the things that we talk about in this podcast. So why don't we go ahead and get started? What can we expect over the next 50 years? Well, I looked it up yesterday. Since 1948, there has been 11 recessions. Now, what that comes out to is every 50 years, or there's about a recession every 6 years on average. So over the next 50 years, that translates, you can expect about 8.1 or 8.2, just call it 8 recessions over your lifetime over the next 50 years. And recessions often bring, large pullbacks in the market. Highlighting the recession in 08 and 09, we had about a 48 or 49% drop and the S&P 500 at the bottom. But zoom out. So why is it important, you know, to keep investing for the long term? Well, I went back 50 years, so 1974, and I looked at the total return of the S&P 500 from 1974 until 2024. And it's mind-boggling. It's somewhere over 22,000%, which translates to about 11.7% annualized per year if you include dividends and don't adjust for inflation. Now, what that tells me is if you're a long-term investor, you should not be concerned at all about when to invest. And you should even welcome, you know, some of these market pullbacks, these recessions that are a part of the natural economic cycle. Because when we have these big drops and you're still working, you're still saving, and you're still investing, it's setting you up for success, because now you're buying more stock, you're buying more shares of mutual funds or ETFs or whatever you buy at lower prices during these recessions and during these market pullbacks. Continue to invest over that time allows you to take place into that 22,000% gain. And I'm not saying that the next 50 years will bring that, but just to give you an idea, we can confidently say the S&P 500 is going to be higher in 50 years, right? So what it does today, what it does next year, what it does in the next 5 or even 10 years should not matter to you. You should continue to stack and build your wealth and invest for the long term. So let's pivot on that and talk a little bit about compound interest, right? And to highlight the differences in starting early. So let's meet Sarah and John. Both are age 18. Sarah decides to start investing $5,000, $500, so $5,500 per year into a well-diversified portfolio with an average annual return of 10%. She contributes $5,500 per year for the next 10 years, resulting in total contributions of $55,000. Now, she started at age 18, right? John, on the other hand, he delays his investment journey and he starts at age 35. He invests the same amount, that $5,500 per year, with the same average annual return. Now let's fast forward, and he keeps doing it every year. Now let's fast forward to age 65 and see what the difference is. So at age 65, John's investment account, he makes total contributions over 10 years of $5,500. His total investment account is $755,000 on his 65th birthday. Sarah, on the other hand, who also invested the same amount, $5,500 per year for 10 years, total contributions of $55,000, but she started at 18 versus 35. Her investment account on her 65th birthday would be worth $3.6 million. That highlights the a huge disparity between Sarah and John, which demonstrates the power of starting early. Sarah's decision to begin investing at 18 allowed her investments to grow significantly larger compared to John's, who missed out on a decade of compounding growth. So part of the reason why time is so powerful is this effect that we call compound interest, is that the more you invest, the more money it makes, the more time, and your interest starts gaining interest on top of interest, and it starts stacking up and growing exponentially. I also now want to talk about a blog that I wrote a few years ago called the First 100K, right? And it stemmed from a quote from Charlie Munger. For those of you who don't know, Charlie Munger is and always was, he's passed now, but he was Warren Buffett's right-hand man. So Munger said that the accumulating the first $100,000 from a standing start with no seed money is the most difficult part of building wealth. Making the first million was the next big hurdle for him. To do that, a person must consistently underspend his income, his or her income. Getting wealthy, he explains, is like a rolling snowball. It helps to start on top of a long hill. Start early and try to roll that snowball for as long as for a very long time. It helps to live a very long life. So what I did is I put two examples together, right? Just to show the difference of how fast you accumulate your first 100K compared to your next and your next and your next. So John, he invests $10,000 every year and gets a 7% annual interest rate, 7% return. His net worth will grow to $100,000 in 7.84 years. So started from zero, 7% a year, $10,000 every year. He's getting to $100,000 in 7.84 years. Now, if he continues to invest that $10,000 per year and get the same return of 7%, he'll reach his next $100,000. So he'll reach $200,000 in just 5.1 years. It just shows the snowball effect of how the first 100K is the hardest, you know, to gain without seed money or inheriting anything or large sums, because you're not, it's volume, it's critical mass, right? The more money that you have, and the 7% on 200,000 is a lot more, right, than 7% on 100,000. And it continues to build and build. So you would see that if you stretch that out to 300, 400, 500, 600,000, you'd see that, you know, the time that it takes to make that shrinks with every year, because you're getting more and more critical mass, that 7% is now gaining more and more and more. So now I want to move on to a new segment. And this is something that I'm going to try that is new. I'm not sure how it's going to be received. I don't know how it's going to go, but I've seen it before on other, you know, people's podcasts where they watch TikTok videos or online videos of people giving financial advice or people making financial statements, outlandish financial statements, and reacting to it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen here. This video comes from a Twitter account known as TikTok Investors. If you don't follow them, they post some very funny content that they find on TikTok that has to do with either financial advice or just financial statements. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here and play the video for you.
Warren Buffett was once told in the 08 crash, "Mr. Buffett, you have lost $10 million today." Do you know what he said? He said, "I haven't lost anything. I haven't sold." Me and Buffett have the same mindset. I'm tens of thousands in loss on my Euro USD trades, but I haven't lost anything because I haven't closed the trade. No stop loss. We share that mindset and inshallah, the markets will turn around and I will be profitable. That's the problem with these traders nowadays. Stop losses, closing their trades. Don't close, don't lose.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I respect this guy. He has a point talking about, you know, unrealized losses are in fact that they're unrealized. They're paper losses. Now, and you know, his statement on the market's recovering, it will come up. You know, I agree with that. Markets always do recover. He's talking about a US dollar euro trade. That's something completely different. There's a lot more that factors into that for recovery than, you know, just, you know, earnings and fundamentals of the stock market. But I do think it's also a dangerous, you know, people often look at unrealized gains as this bad thing, right? Don't sell, you don't lose. Taking losses sometimes can be beneficial. And I see it a lot, you know, we've done a lot in the past on behavioral finance, and there's a specific bias that humans have called loss aversion. And loss aversion states that the pain of a loss is felt twice as much as the joy of a gain. Now, because humans inherently have loss aversion when it comes to investing, they can make a lot of mistakes. And one of the mistakes that people normally make is holding on to losers for too long. You know, I don't want to realize a loss. I haven't lost anything, just like this guy is saying, right? But the reality is, you know, if say you have a stock that's down 70%. You know, because of percentages and how they work, just to break even, that stock would have to make something like 700 or 800%, just to break even. That's likely not going to happen anytime soon. So there's better options. There's something called tax loss harvesting, which you could do if you're doing it in a taxable account, especially for high earners. Instead of just holding on to these unrealized losses, realize the losses that can offset any, you know, gains that you have that year. And if you don't have any gains that year, you can use it to at least reduce part of your income during tax time and carry forward the losses in the future years, right? So you can sell, realize the losses. You can buy a similar investment, not something the same, because that's called a wash sale, but you can buy a similar investment or a different investment. So if the market's down and you have all these unrealized losses and you're holding pat, you know, one strategy you can use is called tax loss harvesting at the end of the year. Sell and realize some of the losses, invest in a different asset, hoping for the market recovery, absorb those losses to carry them forward and offset your income. So overall, you know, this guy, yes, he's correct. He hasn't lost anything yet because he hasn't sold, but don't hold on to losing investments just because Warren Buffett, you know, made a quote that was attractive 10 years ago. So that's all I have today on today's episode. Just to reiterate, time is the most powerful tool that we have as millennials. So start early, save often, and invest. And you'll see that snowball effect start to take shape 5, 10, 15 years down the road. I hope everyone has a great day. If you have not liked and subscribed, please do so. I would greatly appreciate it, and take care.